Report: Chicago man allegedly brought pot. Scale to meet parole officer. Can't make this up. By Amy Furr on November 15, 2022. A Chicago man named Anthony Hughes met with his parole officer Sunday and allegedly brought pot and a drug scale with him to the meeting. According to prosecutor Rihanna Bayronot, police were called to arrest the man at the meeting where he is accused of having over 10 ounces of marijuana divided into multiple bags and containers, CWV Chicago reported Monday, adding officials also allegedly found a digital scale in empty packaging. During Hughes' bail hearing, Judge Charles Beach was baffled as to why someone would bring 285 grams of pot to such a meeting. The suspect is reportedly on parole for Class X armed habitual criminal and was previously convicted for felony unlawful use of a weapon, cocaine manufacture and delivery, and possession of a controlled substance. Meanwhile, officials with the Illinois Department of Corrections, IDOC, have not moved to revoke the suspect's parole. The CWV Chicago report continued, detailing Beach and Bayronot's conversation. The irony of them not filing the parole violation on the spot. They're gonna call law enforcement to arrest him, but not necessarily file a violation. You know, Bayronot confirmed with some bewilderment, that's the information I have, Judge. I appreciate it. I guess you can't necessarily make this up, right? Beach continued. The state of Illinois legalized recreational marijuana in January of 2020, AFP reported at the time. However, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration still considers marijuana a dangerous substance alongside LSD and heroin, the outlet said. In July, a UK study found highly potent strains of marijuana with large concentrations of tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, have resulted in rising addiction all over the world. Breitbart News reported, adding the risk for mental health problems was also elevated. President Joe Biden, D., recently pardoned some federal marijuana offenses, and Breitbart News noted that Biden's action is significant, as it sidesteps the authority of Congress to control federal laws on illegal drugs. Per the CWV Chicago report, Hughes was ordered to pay a bail deposit of $750 to be freed regarding a charge of felony marijuana possession.